Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Cross and Tumask have made contact with a rebel cell so they can deliver Bosch Trebia and Levo 3 to safety. Caught up in the rebels' plans, the two criminals find themselves taking on a new job from a mysterious rebel agent, Fulcrum. The four have traveled to the planet Morja, where a rebel agent by the name Sertanuko, with knowledge of a secret Imperial weapons program, has been arrested under a false name. Will our heroes be able to rescue her before the Empire realizes her identity, or else lose their only hope for stopping this dreadful new weapon?
So we have an image of, like, Levo is just sort of, like, walking into this farmhouse. Flint and Tumas standing, like, almost triumphantly on top of this rusted-out tank while the sky's roiling above them with electricity. And then Bosch is probably right beneath that tank, like, scrounging through the dead, grabbing the blasters and picking up a dead droid.
Yeah, going from walker to walker and
success and a threat.
Success and a threat.
You see what looks like the image pans the horizon left. Right, and you see some movement. We zoom in, like, and we see some of those lizard creatures that were mentioned earlier just sort of walking along the plains.
The Bruros.
The Bruros.
Bruros?
Bruwos.
Bruwos.
Yep.
Got it.
Not Blue Rose.
Bruwos.
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 Now that phrase has lost all meaning for the audience.
Yep.
Scuba.
Scuba.
A million times.
Scuba. Scuba.
Scuba.
Bosch! This one sees some creatures in the distance.
Must be some of those Bruwoses.
That's it. That's all I got.
Are they far away? How many of them do you see?
Easily, like, more than a mile away.
More than a mile away? But there's a whole pack of them. A dozen, maybe more.
We might be able to make use of that.
How vicious are those creatures?
Very.
Is that what you tell me?
I once read a story of them, kind of running into a squad of clone troopers, and they only found about half of each one.
Each Bruwos?
Each clone trooper.
Oh, wow. Okay. You want to harness the power of these creatures?
Yeah, I think maybe we might be able to use them to form some sort of distraction. If we can draw them too close to the prison, they'll have to respond.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds really cool.
Maybe we can draw off part of the garrison.
I like this.
Oh yeah, what do I find in this vacated farmhouse?
So we have a shot, maybe a looking through like a hole in the roof down at you as you walk in, and there's a beam of light behind you, backlighting you as you slowly walk in. It looks like it might have been an old farmhouse. You see old broken hollow frames of where family might have had their family photos in them. Yeah, it looked like it was just like an old comfy family. Maybe you clear off some grime on the ground and you pick up an old doll.
Mm-hmm. I want to say
still glad I don't have emotions and I put the doll down.
Wait, can you be glad about not having emotions?
Ooh. Oh, that's true. Maybe he just does have emotions and he thinks he
I don't feel anything about not having emotions.
Yep. I feel it. I'm glad I feel nothing. Wait.
As soon as Flint was told about how vicious the Bruwos are,
moment.
He had brought his blaster with him outside just because it's in a holster. He goes and straps a blaster rifle across his back, one of the heavy blasters across his back, and comes back out to investigate further.
As you do that to get out of the ATTE, because you rolled a search and you had those disadvantages, one of your head tails get caught on something.
So Oh! Ooh!
Tumask, ooh!
Tumask,
that looks like it hurts.
My head gets caught on something. Could you extricate me from this, please? I don't know what has it, but could you just
So Tomas goes, and should I roll something to get him out?
No, you don't need to roll anything. But what you find, guys, what you find is the body of one of those clone troopers holding on to it.
No. It's like on a jagged piece of metal.
It's wedged in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, invest in some hair nets.
I take a strain.
Yeah. Hold still!
I'm holding still! I'm trying!
And then Tomas gets like he just very carefully like pulls out like his like two claws on separate hands and just kind of wedges it in and like pulls the metal and like kind of lets him loose.
Very
surgeon like, not to like cut Flint, you know.
Tomas, thank you very much. He pulls the head tail around to inspect the damage.
It's a little pinched.
He pets it a little, and then he just gently puts it back behind into the pile of head tails. and he goes, I'm going to get my blaster. I don't want to run into a Bruos unawares. So.
Would there be any way, because Tomas sees all this machinery and stuff, is there a vehicle or something he can reactivate to get around? Or the walkers still have any energy?
The walkers are not walking around, or like not in walking shape, but if you want to use a light side point, there might be something.
I'd like to see if maybe we can,
find a vehicle. Yeah, speeder or
something.
Something
that can fit all of us, though.
That can read. I can, hot wire.
Like a speeder.
Or that we can use to herd T-14. The Bruos.
Yeah.
You find an old clone speeder bike that's rusted out, but do you think you'd get it back into working condition? With a little, little time, a little yellow grease.
Okay.
This one found something over here. It's an old bike, but it looks like it could still work.
Excellent. All right. I wonder if we could get someone on that to be chased by those lizard creatures.
You know, I think that's a really, that's actually a pretty good idea. If we can herd them towards the prison with the speeder bike and then make a quick getaway.
That could be a harrowing and exciting journey.
Well, planetary piloting, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you have?
That's what I have.
Oh, baby.
You know how to ride those motorcycles.
I do. Ring, ring. And lance people. So Bosch walks over to the speeder bike and, I don't know if I've ever told you guys this, but I had an uncle who fought in the Clone Wars. We had a bike just like this laying around my grandpa's place after the war.
You have an uncle that fought in the Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Is he still around?
Well,
not here. Is
he
alive?
No, he was very badly injured during the Clone Wars and, he came back and he was in this sort of vegetative state for a while, and then we had to let him go. Sorry, that was a bit of a downer.
Wow. I would really like to hear some stories.
Well, we do have a bunch of his stuff back at the old family home on Arcania, but I mean, I haven't been there. I haven't been back in a...
This is what's going to bring Flint closer to Bosch.
The history of the Clone Wars.
To check out the stuff.
Do you have any family heirlooms?
That's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to ride a speeder bike around like this when I was a kid.
No kidding. These things are pretty dangerous. That's impressive. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
I'd love to see that collection sometime. I'm very fascinated by these things.
Yeah, look, if we can get back into my house somehow, there are a bunch of different things that would be very useful for us to take with us, let me tell you.
That sounds like fun to me.
Sounds like we're going to rob your house next.
Guys, we've got our next mission.
My parents just don't understand.
It's not stealing if you steal from yourself twice.
All right.
Alright, so far our plan is to hopefully... Well, we need to get you closer to the prison, 2 miles.
Yes, how close do we need to get you to discover the blueprints of this place? Find out where in the prison she is.
If there's a power generator or some sort of data pad on the outside, most prisons, they generate their own power from a...
Yeah, no, you're going to have to be inside the prison.
I guess this is a pretty...
It's a prison. They probably have a self-sustained closed system.
Yeah.
You have to access a computer terminal inside the system.
None of this. I'm going to sneak around to the outside nonsense.
There's probably an outlet in the back of the prison. They have a USB drive just like out in the field somewhere.
Usually they use it to put the power washer on.
And so the guards can listen to Spotify.
This is how they charge their zunes.
Microsoft had a big buy into this this podcast.
This for episode of Roll One is sponsored by Microsoft.
For Microsoft in the year 2008.
All right, so we're going to need to find a way into the prison, huh?
Yes. The only way to get into the network is going to be from the inside. Everything's hardwired. There's no Wi-Fi on prisons. It's too unreliable.
That makes sense.
Oh, and I guess it would probably make the guards screw around and not really pay attention to their jobs, you know.
It's all about efficiency here.
They'll be on Facebook all day.
Maybe we can download that pod racing game into their helmets so that they get distracted by that. They'll be sitting there playing it while we're stealing their prisoner.
This one could upload the code from the game.
So the plan is to distract the guards in the long term by appealing to their laziness and love of games.
The short term.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
This is an unreleased game. No one has seen it before.
Hey, TK324, you see this game that's on our headset? Do you think the Commandant uploaded it?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going for the highest score.
Sounds plausible to me.
Very plausible.
We'll keep that in our pocket in case we need a quick getaway.
I used to be an adventurer like you, but then I caught a laser bolt in the knee.
Oh, Jesus. Skywalker rim.
Yeah.
I killed that joke.
Oh, God. Thank God.
So if we get a distraction, we could probably slip into another part of the prison to get you in to find out where this prisoner is located. I would have loved to know before going in. Oh, God. But, you know, as Fulcrum said, beggars cannot be choosers.
I'm coming back from the farmhouse, and how different are these old trooper outfits to the clone trooper
outfits?
Yeah.
These are phase one clone trooper outfits, so very.
Very, right?
Yeah.
They're also burnt to a crisp.
Sure there's some on the ground that are rusted out.
Some pieces, yeah.
Partially salvageable.
Really?
But not for like any stat wise benefit. Well, they would be
I would love to sew that stuff into a trench coat and have some of that. There's an actual thing. It's a type of armor that adds defense. It's sewn into your jacket.
You couldn't do it with this.
Darn.
That's if you're playing as Star Wars John Wick.
The amazing!
Yeah. I was thinking of putting at least one set of armor together to fashion someone as a guard.
You might be able to do that and make it passable from a distance. Any stormtrooper up close would realize, like, oh, that's not a stormtrooper.
Maybe they think it was a ghost.
if we get the ghost thing and it went off as well as the heist, that would be amazing.
If we get Bosch, if he's going to be the one being chased on that speeder bike, if he looks from a distance like a trooper, you know, it could raise far less suspicion as to who is being chased by a bunch of lizards.
Yeah, or chasing. They might think I'm part of some sort of patrol that got lost.
In need of help
or courier or something.
What if we do that to lure a small platoon away, take them out and disguise ourselves and get in the prison that way?
I don't know if my head tails would fit into one of the stormtrooper helmets.
We could pull the classic pose you as a prisoner.
Remember, Levo doesn't have a strict face, so you don't know when he's kidding.
Flint always assumes that he's being serious. So far, so that's what's going to be. No, they do not grow back. and he hugs them. And he wraps around to the other side from you and hugs them. And like strokes them. Levo, that's rude.
I'm kidding, jeez.
Oh, I can never tell! You've got a metal face.
This is true, I do.
Tomask can grow back limbs. It's something Transoceans can do.
How long does it take you to grow back an arm?
Very long time.
Like months, years?
It took 2 years for my hands to grow back.
Oh, wow, just your hands. And do they start out as, like, little nubbins, or are they little tiny, fully formed hands that grow larger?
What?
Never mind, we can talk about it later.
Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll get to find out.
Another Chekhov's gun.
Who's getting out of this one alive Chekhov's and in hand. One piece? Find out next week, audiences. Here on Roll One!
Why is it that music then? So yeah, I guess, I mean, are we okay with that plan?
I think they plan,
right? Take out a lure a group of stormtroopers away, take them out, take their armor, maybe some of us are prisoners that are being let in.
I mean, there might be patrols in a prison facility like this. They might be sending patrols out on the reg.
Yeah. You just jump out of the bushes, knock them out, take all their shit.
And then if they see a lone patrolman who has been missing, being chased by a bunch of lizards, it could be very explanatory. This is interesting.
You could even fight off the lizards with them, gain their trust, and
gain the trust of the lizards.
No, the stormtroopers.
Oh, okay.
You guys, I don't mean to be rude because you're all wonderful and special in your own ways, but none of you can pass for a stormtrooper.
That's what not I'm me. Saying. I could not. My headtails would not fit in one of those.
This one thinks you're the only one, Bash.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a human. Well, I'm an Arcanian. I'm a humanoid.
We're all technically humanoid.
Okay, well.
In shape, anyway.
No, it's great. It gets into a conversation of what's humanoid and what's not.
But
gets into the special politics of it.
Audience, are you ready? Because we're not.
And at that moment, like, Tumask finally, like, finishes, like, the bike. And you hear, like, or something. Bikes make a noise?
Yeah, it makes a hum.
So I'd like to, if you don't mind, roll an athletics check, please.
Sure. What are you going to do with your athletics check?
I'm going to do a backflip onto the bike.
Stoke.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because.
And I'm going to... What's the difficulty for that going to be? I can do a front flip if it's less difficult.
We'll just say difficulty. We'll go with what's difficult for you. We'll do one.
Yeah, because I'm pretty familiar with these things.
Yeah, I mean, your familiarity with what you're doing.
Flips.
Nice. Okay. Good thing I said the one.
Success in advance.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm imagining Tumas is maybe down on his hands and knees. He's fixing things. It gets going. He stands back. He puts his hands on his hips.
And then Tumas will say.
And just as you're about to say something, Bosch lands on the speeder right in front of you, just from, like, off camera. Just suddenly taking away your moment.
And then the camera cuts around.
Why?
Camera cuts around, and then Bosch is, like, reclining, sort of, with his legs up on the handlebars.
God.
Bosch, you are nimble.
Thanks.
I had no idea. That was very impressive.
We used to practice doing tricks on these when I was a kid, and, you know, kind of like whoever did the best one would get, you know, I could like trade you my Go-Gurt or something. It was, we did a lot.
I just imagine you ghost riding around Arcania.
Yeah.
Ghost ride the speed bike.
Yeah, we used to ride around Arcania at night in the burbs and pull along one of, like somebody would be riding the bike, we'd pull along a kid on a hoverboard behind us.
I'm just imagining Bosch was a hooligan.
Yeah,
just like a fucking terror,
rebellious little privileged kid.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Wasn't aren't really you still like a teenager?
Yeah, I'm 16. I'm like 16.
This was a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh, so long ago in sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing when you're a kid. Everything that you did feels that like is noteworthy to you. Feels like it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
When I was your age, we used to take these, and four of us would get on them, and then we'd go up on a convoy, and we would shoot the driver, and then take the convoy, take all of the goods, and sell them.
I don't know if your experience is a universal, Flint.
What? You guys didn't do that?
Mm-mm.
No, we just rode them.
Oh, We got use out of them, for sure.
This one doesn't remember any vehicles. Wait a minute. But we did kill.
That's how we met.
That's right.
I was guarding that convoy, you son of a bitch.
The younger days, am I right?
It's okay. This one will wait.
Sorry. We're getting into a reminiscent thing.
Nostalgia is strong. I apologize, Dumas. What were you saying?
Nothing.
Okay.
The moment's gone.
So Bosch revs up the speeder bike and says, you know what, guys? I'm going to take this baby out for a spin.
Is there room on that?
Nope.
Nope. Maybe there is. But Flynn says no. I'm sure Bosch says no.
No, there's not.
I try and get on.
Do you speed off before he gets on?
I do. Cool. I do, yeah.
I, like, my shoulders slump forward, and I just start trudging in the direction that he went. I have to.
Oh, this
is
right.
I can't be out of a certain distance
from
you.
I'm just, like, joyriding.
Yeah.
Wow. So are you heading towards
the
base?
Or I have to follow him.
No, I'm just going to do, like, a loop or two of the perimeter of the... you know, site that we're at.
Cool. We get a good shot of, like, your hair blowing in the wind, you doing loops just around the base.
I'm gonna, like, do a sick jump over a pile of broken walkers.
And the pile of broken walkers is, like, it just stacked up so it just makes a perfect ramp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you leap up, get some cool air time.
Right.
As you do that, Leo's like,
freeze frame
die.
For a
he's
second,
do
the air, guitar riff.
He was wondering what happens if you die to him.
Okay, yeah, great. So, and then I come back around and sort of, like, pull one of those, like, sort of, you know, skids, like, just sort of skid around a little bit and
a
little dust.
Loamy mud comes up because it just rains, so just
mud
on everyone.
A little bit of mud.
Nice. Now I have to go wash this up again.
Sounds fun.
That makes sense. I go into the ship and wash off.
So what's your plan now for dealing with this base? Like, how you haven't even, like, done any reconnaissance?
Yeah, we should do some reconnaissance, and then we should look at the possibility of patrols.
I suppose we wait for night.
Yeah, I mean, I think we said earlier that the base is, like, a day's walk ahead.
A day's hike.
Yeah, so we can't see anything, right?
Not from here.
The base from here.
Yeah,
so.
It's like 20 miles.
Yep.
15 miles, maybe.
Right. So we wait for night and march in the night?
That sounds good.
So you guys pack up your bags, you wait for nightfall. Planet, it gets pretty dark with that cloud cover. So we have this montage of you guys walking through these beautiful grassy fields. Now, imagine, like, tall grass up to your hip. Rocks themselves, like, the soil is, like, a brownish black, almost. Get, like, a good Iceland feel to it, but without the cold. So we just have almost like a Lord of the Rings camera shots of you guys walking up, like, across a couple different shots like that. Maybe there's, like, a river bed where you're climbing up the side, and someone puts a hand down to help the next person up. And then we finally, you guys crest a hill. As you come up the hill, you see this Imperial prison facility. Now, what you see is a octagonal structure. It's with very steep walls. And then off of that, there's a series of electrified fencing going all down a distance away, and you see what looks like farmland, and you see prisoners working that farmland. It's like they've put them to work in a work camp. I mean, it's not like it. They are. They've been put to work. Prisoners have been put to work in this work camp, and there's Imperial stormtroopers and guard towers watching them, and they're toiling away, growing these plants and tending to these plants.
What time of day is it?
Right now? It's evening. But they're still toiling away.
You mean dawn?
No, I mean it's been a day, so maybe you went through another dusk, dawn, and now it's back to another dusk.
That's 24 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, so we stopped somewhere and made camp.
It was in the montage.
Got it.
You guys marched through the night.
Okay, I had no idea. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that far.
No worries.
So Bosch takes a look over the crest of the hill. You see that? So those Bruros. The Bruos, if we can get them close enough, that'll force them to bring all of these workers back inside the walls. And if we're lucky, we can use it to knock down some of the fencing.
You also see there is a landing pad with two TIE fighters. There is an old Juggernaut tank, which is an old Clone Wars era tank. We see it in the beginning of Rogue One.
That's the troop transport they're carrying Jyn Erso on that the rebels attack. It was like big wheeled trucks. And you see, you know, it's there possibly to transport prisoners back and forth. Because the where the farmland is, it's a decent distance from the prison structure itself. There's like a road that's lined with electronic fencing, but it's not like the farmland isn't connected immediately to the prison facility.
Right.
I'd imagine there's maybe at the center of the octagon, there's a small spire with a lookout on the top.
An octagon.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys see. I'm assuming you four have all like crested a hill and are all resting on your mm-hmm. stomachs, just looking over.
How far out are any patrols?
Make a perception check.
Someone else.
Okay.
I have a good perception.
That would be me, actually, I think, because I can reduce a difficulty die.
Anyone who wants to make one can. Difficulty okay. one.
Yeah.
Actually, two for distance.
I have electromagnetic yep. binoculars. So you're good. So
yep.
I'm one.
Yep. Oh, two purple.
Yeah, I remove a difficulty oh, dice nice. For perception checks.
I have two advantage, but I do not succeed.
No success.
Cool. So Flint is just sort of looking around, watching the whole thing. Tumask is zooming in, maybe looking at the prisoners with his binoculars. Bosch, you notice that near one of the gates, there is looks like a single well-fortified gate that leads outside of the electronic fencing from the main prison facility. It opens up briefly, and two scout troopers on speeder bikes come out for a second, they scan the horizon, and they start flying off into the distance.
Hmm. So Bosch follows them visually, looks around at the guys, and says, you know what? I think I'm going to get me a new bike.
So we're going to steal more bikes?
So yeah, should we set up an ambush for one of those patrols?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we take one down, and then you have your bike, and we have... Another bike.
And we have three.
I can drive a bike as well. So, yeah. All right.
You said there were TIE fighters?
I'd love to steal one.
This one was looking at the tank himself.
Levo, you sassy droid. I love it.
He's already stolen one ship in the show so far.
Yeah, yeah absolutely.
We can make Shipjacker Levo 3.
Oh, man. If we could pull that off, I would totally love to be the distraction in the air.
Yeah, I would not hate to knock down a few walls with that tank.
What's going to be your plan for this ambush, then?
So I guess we can follow the like road they went on.
We can follow the road they went on. I can make a loud noise with my spear.
Well, they didn't leave on a road. They just like went off into the grasslands.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you put on the armor from a distance that they might think that you're a stormtrooper?
You guys could have carried it with you.
Yeah, we carried it with us, but I don't have it on right now. Yeah.
So maybe you can put that on and maybe like seem like you're stranded somewhere. Maybe like your bike died.
Oh, yeah, we could use you and the bike as bait.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like you're broken down, so from my bike is so come close to you. Yeah.
If along the way, while we are finding the bright spot for that, we see a choke point that they both have to go through, we can also
tripwire.
Put up a wire.
Yeah.
For the
we could do both.
The troopers.
We should be the bait and turn the wire.
Both.
We
absolutely.
Both.
This one fixed the bike. This one can also dismantle it. Create maybe a little bit of a smoke field to disguise ourselves.
Oh, we don't have to actually dismantle it, right?
No, yeah.
We probably not dismantle it, but just...
Make it look dismantled.
Make it look dismantled in stress.
I like that.
So let's describe how you guys want to plan this ambush.
So we want to find an area just outside of where their line of sight is, I guess, from the prison.
Okay.
I want to say that
we have this natural choke point, right?
If we can find a natural choke point, that would
which
be
there great. Are light side points that help you find them.
That's true.
Can we slice into their comms?
Can we do that?
From their helmets, maybe?
Just to send sort of a distress signal, a basic distress signal.
Well, that's interesting.
The channels should be the same from the old days, from the Clone Wars.
You could try it. Yeah.
Perhaps we should wait around and see if they take the same patrol route every time. And then we can map it out and find the right spot.
Yeah, we could spend the night here.
Yeah. It seems out of the way. I don't think we could be easily spotted.
I brought a food bar, if you guys want to share.
That sounds good. I feel like we would have packed a few provisions. Yeah. For our long.
All right, fine.
I like the idea that you guys packed for me. Bosch brought one, and it's like he's offering you his one.
Bosch, did you just bring that one?
Yeah, I didn't think we'd be gone that long.
Oh, that's fair. If you should keep that to yourself. I have a few packed away in case. I've done a few stakeouts before, so this is your first one. Happens to everyone their first time. They usually pack too much weight in their pack, or they don't bring enough food or water. It happened to all of us. My first time was a fiasco.
Water I have. I actually brought a lot of water.
Great idea. Yeah. It's heavier than you think, right?
It's very heavy.
Yeah.
This one brought one other thing. We've all been bonding, and I just wanted to bring the last of the Darknecks. From Bastille.
Such a good call.
It's lasted a while, but... Jussie, no speeches!
One time I had a fermented Doc's neck, Tumask.
How was that?
It was a little fizzy, it was a little sour, but it was profoundly meaty.
Sure.
This one will have to try that.
That's about what I expected.
I get so bored when y'all talk about food.
Do you want some Doc's neck?
No.
You can have some of mine.
No, it'll grease up all my ports.
I thought you like oil baths.
Not
that
kind of oil.
Okay. Fair enough.
Now I'm just imagining some nasty oil bar where they just like pour oil on like droids, like a strip club kind of a thing. Like, of oil.
It's like the Ukrainian bathhouse. Just
leave him sitting there with like a glass of something just dark and viscous.
Oil.
Also oil.
You raise it up to drink it and then you just pour it.
I'm thinking worse. Like golden showers, but they're oil showers. Like droids just leaking on other droids.
I'm also picturing it like it's like got a smoke machine in there with laser lights and purple setting, and the music that's playing while this is happening is "You're a dirty girl. You're a dirty girl." And pouring oil on her. That's what's in my head. I want to share that with everybody.
Magic.
You know, like some of the droids that go up are just like R units, so they don't dance much. They just like kind of spin.
They do a little side to side thing.
Can we meet a droid named Slickback at some point? whose name is a droid named Slickback? I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Boondocks, but
still has the protocol droid accent. Yeah.
My name is a droid named
Slickback. I run this establishment.
I run this oil brothel.
We haven't even had time to get drunk.
Roll one does not promote drug use.
So we spend the night, I would assume, in relative calm, each of us taking turns keeping a watch. Wake up, I'd like to roll another perception check to see if I can grab their patrol route.
Cool. Roll it.
What's the difficulty?
That's going to be kind of difficult. It's going to be difficulty 3.
Okay, so I roll 2 difficulty dice.
Oh!
A triumph!
Woo. Yeah, a triumph, and that cancels that. A triumph and an advantage. So you follow the route. You guys maybe spend a whole extra day just like watching them plotting it out. They don't stay consistent, but you notice they do go through this one narrow river valley at one point. That you guys can possibly string something up across it. It's, you know, maybe 50 feet wide at one point, like at its narrowest at one point. So you got it with steep rock walls on either side. So you possibly could string something up. You guys could also try to ambush on top. But it seems like the best staging ground you guys are going to find. And half the patrols go through there.
Sweet. Yeah, so let's set up there.
All right, so the worst case scenario, we are shooting these fellows because we could use some unsullied everything, really. Mm-hmm. You know, some armor without blaster bolt holes in it, and some speeder bikes without blaster bolt holes.
Yeah, best to keep things quiet.
Right, and quiet is important as well. So your spear is going to come quite in handy. And other than that, last resort would be to shoot them down. Hopefully, we can get a rope or a chain wrapped around a tree and keep it on the ground limp, and then wrap the other end around another tree. And as they come by, I can take a hook and hook it into somewhere sturdy as I pull. And that will set up a tripwire, a clothesline, if you will, that will take them off of their bikes, set up at the right height.
Levo, do you have a winch in you anywhere?
No?
Alright. Just wondering.
Like, I pat around, and like you hear, like, bits come out and wriggle around and fall off. Like,
oh,
nope.
Maybe, it's nope. Okay. Don't. It's fine.
Good thought, though.
Not that I could spare, anyway.
So, your guys' plan is to create a tripwire. You could possibly salvage some parts, maybe like a belt out of one of the walkers back at the farm, the burnt-out farm.
Mm-hmm. Are there any farms?
Oh, and if we're going all the way back to the farm, we have such implements on the Iron Shrike. We have ropes and cables and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could go back, load up, and go to this river valley choke point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good plan.
Do we all need to go back? Don't we still have a speeder? Like, one person could go back, get everything while we set up things in the valley.
Keep watching.
So I'll pop back on the speeder bike.
And you'll be back in no time.
Be wary. We did not disguise the ship when we left, and we just kind of left it parked there. So be wary approaching.
I'll come up slow.
Oh, man. I wasn't gonna, but now I'm really tempted to put it down.
Bosch takes off on the speeder bike, and I'd like to roll as I approach the compound where the ship is, I guess I'll roll a stealth check.
Cool, roll it. Difficulty 2. Just a standard.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You creep on up in the middle of the night, you're wearing your dark armor, which matches perfectly the dark brownish blackish loamy soil. You sneak up, you watch, you study the area for a little while, and it seems clear, and you sneak up to the ship undetected.
Great. So I sort of leave the speeder bike in a bush, grab the things that I need that we need from the Iron Shrike, and grab some chains. I'm gonna grab some extra food for myself, because I was not prepared. What else do we need? I guess I'll grab a couple of stim packs and our grenades. Nice. And I'm also gonna grab two more of the heavy blasters, because cool. Right now only excellent. Flint has one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna grab two more heavy blasters.
Cool. I imagine you load them up in like mesh packs, strap them to the sides like saddlebags. Grab everything you need.
I also found a sick pair of tinted goggles.
Nice.
It's
like one of the lenses cracked.
One of the lenses is slightly cracked, but it's like they're finished like aviator sunglasses. And I kind of like turn on the speeder bike, and the camera is just like facing Bosch, and he brings down the goggles and goes, "Time to ride." And then he starts laughing, and he's like, "Man, I always wanted to say that." Cruises off on the bike.
I wear my sunglasses at night, so I don't.
Yeah.
Awesome.
As Bosch rides off, you're in the distance. Life is a highway.
But we cut back to you three, like it's late at night now. It's maybe been another little while. And you start to hear in the distance Boshing.
Life is a highway. I'm gonna ride song. It all night alone.
Yeah, Flint hums along.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, he regroups with you guys with everything. He pulls up the speeder bike, maybe doing a sick trick, kicking more dirt up or mud on you guys.
Bosh, I swear, if you do that again, I'm not going to do anything. But could you just don't.
I'm sorry. It's an old habits die hard.
I do like the move, just not on us, you know?
Yeah. Did you say mood?
Move. It's a
good
move.
The move.
Yeah. Poor Levo, he is getting dust all up in his joints.
That's true. It was already there.
Anyway, I grabbed two more heavy blasters. one for Levo and one for Tumas.
This one does not need a blaster.
Well, I figured just in case.
This one does not want a blaster.
Okay. No problem.
A blaster is what caused these hands.
I mean, they seem kind of
neat. They look fine.
Yes! For now, I don't want to... I just told you guys! Okay. It took 2 years to grow! Oh, it's not normal! Like Tumas is really afraid of blasters. Like that's like a backstory thing. That's how he lost his hands. Like he does not want to touch a blaster.
Okay. You shouting, we do like an establishing shot in the distance of like you guys just sitting in grassland and like your voice is echoing and a couple of birds take
flight. I do not want it!
Okay. It's fine.
And I pat Tumask on the shoulder and just like sort of hand him the sack of stun grenades. Or of stun grenades.
This one is not cursed for grenades, but okay!
We need a backup plan if they don't fall off the bikes.
Understood!
Okay. Is everyone okay? We're okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
So you set up your trap.
This one is coming.
Yeah. So how are you guys all going to be positioned in your trap?
So I'm figuring that Flint has disguised himself next to the tree as the one that's going to pull and raise the rope or chain. And then it's going to be, it's got a hook at the end so he can just attach it to something. So he's not holding on while guys are going 400 miles an hour through this ravine. It's going to be just pulled taut and then fastened tight.
Oh, you got all that cool. Run, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And then that's where he is.
So you're going to be the one pulling the winch, the tripwire. What about you three?
So Bosch, I feel like, is the bait.
Yes.
Right? So he's going to be with the motorbike. Tumas is just kind of going to loosen a couple valves, so like just smoke's kind of coming out of it. So it's still functional, but it looks like something's malfunctioning.
Yeah, just like reroute the exhaust or something.
Exactly. And so that way that also disguises you a bit so they can't tell as quickly. Like it's older armor on you.
Where's Levo going to be?
I can be on the top of the rocks. Just
with a gun.
I can lay down covering fire with a heavy blaster.
And then Tumas?
Tumas is like, so it's like a valley kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Like an old
It's a valley. At its narrowest, it gets like 50 feet wide.
Got it. So Tumas is just going to... because he doesn't like weapons or like ranged weapons, there's gonna be hopefully we're gonna put the Bosch by like some bushes or something, and his like skin can like because he's like this like greenish brown skin kind of a thing.
So you want to like hide out?
I'm hiding it. I'm staying nearby in case things go haywire. Right, in case they get too close. Okay. Exactly.
Let's roll a group stealth check. It's gonna be 3 difficulty.
Oof.
So I've got 3 greens. The way it works is that anyone that's trained in stealth adds a yellow if they're trained.
Here you go.
Alright.
Cool, it's going to be 3 difficulty.
Oh boy.
And if you want to upgrade anything, use the light side points.
He's got so many dark that I'm a little worried.
But, I mean, you know, you can use them whenever he wants.
It goes wrong, am I right?
Yeah.
We got stunned.
We've improvised before.
That's right. Before I roll this, I do want to say that Flint's blaster is up against the tree, down, ready to raise at a moment's notice. It takes like a... What is that called in this particular combat scenario?
I think it's an incidental or a move action.
To lift it up and aim for that.
Yeah.
And I've also... Tumas has already kind of wired the helmet that Bosch has with his stormtrooper.
So you want to be on the frequency. Roll mechanics to repair the headset and like make it work that way.
Difficulty?
Difficulty 3.
3?
Yeah. See, it's not like an easy thing to do.
Got it.
Because it also like relies on you, the coach just being right.
Triumph. That's a success.
That cancels out the threats.
Oh, or, the one threat?
No, there's 2 successes, 2 failures.
So that's a success.
A triumph and a threat.
Yeah. So yeah, you've patched into their network.
Awesome.
So you'll be able to hear when they're coming.
Great.
Sweet.
Should we get a blue die on stealth for that?
You did get a threat, but no.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll just be...
It canceled out.
I mean,
never mind.
Hopefully we'll end up with initiative, the way this is working.
Yeah, you guys will have, like, a surprise round action.
Yeah, yeah.
Neat.
Cool. So, all right, you great. Trust me on this?
Go for it.
You want to use the light side point?
No. Got it. No. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes!
Got it.
Wow.
So for the audience's sake, there's 4 failures, 2 threats, but 5 successes.
Nice. Yes. So a success and 2 threats.
So what are those threats going to be?
That's hard.
What's
can we
do
with
2 of them?
Hmm?
What can you do with 2 of them? I mean,
I have an idea. I have an idea when it starts.
It has to be related to that, right?
Possibly. I have an idea when things start, what's going to happen.
Okay.
So you guys are in position, ready to do it.
So am I able to send out a sort of distress signal on my comms? Just sort of a GPS marker kind of a thing?
Yep. Yeah, because you got that triumph, you'll be able to alert them. So what's going to happen? Imagine, so we'll set the scene. You guys are setting everything up in a montage. We then do a vertical or a horizontal top-down wipe. And we, as we do that, we cut down to the Imperial Prison facility, and the door slowly opens. Two scout troopers walk out carrying their bikes. They get on, they rev the engines, and they start flying out. And it just, the sound of their bikes going around. We cut three different shots of them.
Like a ground level shot, and then the camera is underneath the bikes as they go over it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It
and then
does
the, all
that.
The dust like yeah. flies up in the air flies as they go the by. Yeah.
They and then at one point after Love maybe it. three different shots, we've sort of seen that some time has passed. One of them, they stop for a second. They put down maybe one of them takes out a water canister, like lifts their mask and starts drinking. All of a sudden there's a staticky noise. They listen and they hear this distress signal. And what does the distress signal sound like?
Like an ASMR video.
I, Neander Systems ambushed my pack of wild brewers.
Hey, you hear that?
Yeah, something about those lizards, right?
Yeah. I didn't know there's another patrol out here, but it seems like they're using our Imperial signals.
Maybe they're stuck. I should help them out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because of those threats, though.
Radio ahead to base. Tell them there's something that happened with one of the patrols.
Absolutely.
Question?
Yep.
Honest question. Because we patched in, do we hear them say that?
You hear that. Bosch hears that.
Oh, yeah, Bosch is.
Okay. So I'm gonna switch my, like, comm channels and alert the party.
Cool.
That. Alright, we've got two incoming, but they're, you know, radioing back to home base that something's up. So, mixed bag.
All right, we need to be convincing if anyone radios in. We'll warp our story around that. All right, get ready, everyone.
So you guys are getting ready, and then in the distance you hear the slow building sound of those speeder bikes. And I imagine just a shot of everyone, like all you guys, maybe close up, looking tense as the music's just building, building.
Close up on Levo cocking his heavy blaster.
Yeah, well,
close up on Flint sweating, just. Ready, holding it both hands, the chain, the end of the chain that he's got to wrap, just staring at the spot that they're going to come through.
Just a close up of a bush, like you can't see too much. Like he's so well hidden, just a bush.
and then it cuts to Bosch sort of re-gripping his spear, and he kind of like moves it back a little bit, and you hear him sort of poke Tumask in the ribs with it by accident. Oh. Ooh, sorry.
And just as you say that, it's built to a fever pitch. You don't think it could get it any louder. And the speeder bikes are come screaming down the ravine. Roll a brawn check first.
Yes!
Is that straight brawn? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I might be able check? To...
Yep. It's going
to
be difficulty.
I can add a check to. Hold on 1 second.
Someone else's?
Yeah, the racial power, right?
Oh, the racial power.
No, never mind. It's... Never mind.
Difficulty 3.
Oh, boy.
If you want to use a light side point now might be a good chance.
I think you should.
I believe in you.
Let's fuck shit up. Now, so I do have this prepared as I'm not just holding the rope. I do have an additional piece where it's being hooked into something.
Yeah, you've...
Can I get a blue for that? Because it's not just my brawn.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. Because
that's why I mentioned it. I didn't want to just hold the rope. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to see the sword too.
Okay. But will it?
That cancels.
Oh no.
Cancels. That's, oh my god, a failure with two advantages.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumask is played by John Barcelo, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcelo. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team Tilt at Reckless Theater and with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, The Gathering Storm, Part 3. Until then, may the Force be with you.